Rabbi Yehuda said this limitation only applies to a meal eaten after chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda also said this limitation only applies to the suda hamafsekes. These two statements, when taken together, create an extra kula, meaning the limitation all applies only to the suda hamafsekes and only when it's eaten after chatzos. The Mara says there's one brisa that supports the first statement, another brisa that supports the second statement. The brisa says, Rameh says, one should not eat two cooked dishes on Erev Tisha B'Av, and he may not drink wine or eat meat. Acham say he should change what he normally does and eat less meat and wine. For example, he should cut his portions of meat and wine in half. And if he normally doesn't eat meat or drink wine at all, he may not do so at all on Erev Tisha B'Av. Shimon Gamliel says if he normally eats radishes or salty fish after his meal, he may do so on Erev Tisha B'Av as well. Abraisa says during the last meal before Tisha B'Av, before the fast, one may not eat meat, drink wine, or wash himself. During the last meal before any other fast, he may eat meat and drink wine, but he may not wash himself. Shmuel the son of Rabbi Yossi says, as long as one may eat, he's allowed to still wash himself. Zok de Gemara. Abraisa says, any yisurim that apply to an ovel apply on Tisha B'Av as well, meaning one may not eat, drink, anoint himself, wear shoes, or have tashmish. It's also also to learn Tanakh, Mishnah, Gemara, Medrash, Halachas, and Agadas. However, one may read Tanakh and learn other items in areas where he's unfamiliar. It's not so enjoyable for him. One may also read Kinnis, Eev, and the sad parts of Yirmiyah. The school children do not have to remain idle. They may read. Rabbi Yehuda says one may not read and learn even in areas in which he's unfamiliar, but he may read Taka Kinnis, Eev, and the sad places in Yirmiyah. And also, Rabbi Yehuda says the school children must sit idle and not learn as well. The Mishnah said, Lo yoichel basar v'lo yishta yayin. Abraisa says one may eat salted meat and drink wine from the wine press. It's not considered wine. It's not considered to be an enjoyable meat. Rav Chinuna bar Kahana, the name of Shmuel, said it's considered to be salted meat for this purpose when the meat has sat in salt for more than 2 days and one night. The Gemara explains that wine is considered to be from the wine press as long as it's still fermenting. A Braisa says fermenting wine does not have a problem if it's less uncovered. It's no problem of giloy. We don't have to be concerned that a snake will drink from it. This fermenting stage lasts for 3 days. Yehuda, the name of Rav, said, Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Loi, would do the following. On Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, he would have dry bread with salt and a bottle of water. He would eat and drink this bottle of water and the bread, sitting between the oven and the stove, and would seem as if he's mamish and oinen, that he never just lost a very close relative. A Mishnah says, one may do work on Tisha B'Av in a place where the minig is to do work. In a place where the minig is not to do work, one may not do work. In either place, Talmid HaChacham should not do work. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, person should consider himself a Talmud Chacham for this halacha. Abraisa says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if one eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av, it's as if he ate and drank on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva says, if one works on Tisha B'Av, he will not see bracha from that work. The Chacham say, one works on Tisha B'Av and does not mourn over the Yerushalayim, will not see the Nechama, will not see it in the times of joy when Mashiach comes. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda mechayi bekfias hamita v'lehoidu lechacham. The Rai says, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you make a pregnant nursing woman sleep on the ground? He said, I only meant that people who are able to should sleep on the ground. The Rai says, the Chacham agreed with Rabbi Yehuda regarding able people, and Rabbi Yehuda agreed with the Chacham regarding unable people. In fact, the Gemara said, what are they arguing? What's the point of the machalikas? And for the Gemara, the machalikas is whether the unused beds in the house have to be overturned. Rava said, the halacha follows our Mishnah, where the Chacham do not agree with Rabbi Yehuda at all, and therefore no one has to sleep on the ground. The Mishnah said, Amr Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lahel Yom Tovim LeYisrael V'Chulu. Fidek de Gemara. We can understand that Yom Kippur is a great Yom Tov because we're forgiven on that day. And it's the day that we got the second Luchas. However, why Chamisha Asar B'Av? What's the great Yom Tov of that? So Rabbi Yehuda Neymar Shmuel said it was a day that they began to allow people to marry spouses from a Shevet other than their own. Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Nachman said it's the day that the other Shvatim were allowed to intermarry with the Shevet of Binyamin. They had sworn not to allow such marriages after the story of Pelegish Begiva. Rabbi Rachana, named Rabbi Yochanan, said it was the day that the Yidden realized that the Gzeira, that all men between the ages of 20 and 60 at the time of the Meraglim would have to die before Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. The Chamisha Asar B'Av, they finally realized that Gzeira was finally done with in the 40th year. Ula said it was a day that Hoshea ben Ela removed the guards that Yerubim and Avot had set up on the road to prevent the Yidden from going to Yerushalayim to be Oyla Regal. Rav Masna said it was the day that permission was given to bury those killed in Beitar. At that time, the bracha of Hatoiv Ameitiv was also instituted in benching. They said Hatoiv, that the bodies did not decay, and Ameitiv, that they were allowed to be buried. Rab and Rav Yosef both said it was the last time every year that they would cut trees for wood for the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer, God will explain, it's the day that the sun's strength begins to weaken. And therefore, the wood stops fully drying. So that was the last time that they cut wood for the mizbeach. Therefore, it's the based on this, you know, Zakti Gemara, that was why they cut it the last time, because that's when the strength of the sun began to wane. The nights begin getting longer, beginning of the 15th of Av, and therefore, Zakti Gemara, one who adds Torah learning to his nights beginning on Chamisha Asar Av will add days to his life. One who Chas V'Shalom does not will Chas V'Shalom die prematurely. Reisa said this means that Nebuchadnezzar, his mother, will have to bury him.